Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
On this Wednesday, I am thinking about how Americans got hosed in the presidential election. And I mean that in a very broad sense. Obviously, COVID changed everything because of the mail-in voting. In the past, Americans could get absentee ballots. That means if you couldn't get to the polls, if you were abroad traveling in the military, you'd get an absentee ballot. But because of COVID, some states said, we're going to send ballots to everybody, and you just send them on in. Well, that caused chaos. And in my opinion, based upon our investigation on BillO'Reilly.com, the mail-in ballots allowed thieves to steal ballots, to fraudulently fill them out, and in some places, it tilted the returns. Now, it's going to be very hard to prove that, but I believe it happened. And I'm very upset about it. But here's the worst part. Who's investigating this? The Justice Department says it sent some agents out. Well, are they going to do anything? Nobody knows. Because the Justice Department never says, well, here's what we're doing in the investigation. The press is not going to investigate because they're happy Joe Biden apparently won. So they're not going to do anything. So who will investigate? And if nobody's investigating, nothing will happen. Awful. Now this.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.